Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sean, you're going to talk to us about the League of Ireland, about the Premier Division and how it's panning out so far. You tell me what you think of what's happening so far after essentially 8 games played.
Well, I think certainly Dundalk still look like the team to catch. And I feel St Pat's, Shamrock Rovers and Cork, who I would have thought would have been maybe on their tails, haven't quite hit form yet. Derry are certainly doing better than expected, and I think Harps have had a very steady start and a safe start to their campaign. The biggest shock obviously is Sligo Rovers languishing in second bottom position and without a win, but other than that, it's taken shape as I would have expected, you know.
Yeah, I suppose when you look at it, that's the way it's panning out. Dundalk were always going to be up there, you know, fighting for that top position, and that's how it's panned out so far.
I think the worrying thing for everybody else is that I don't think Dundalk have played particularly well or hit the heights that they've done over the last two seasons. So that's certainly a worry. And as I say, Pats, although they had a good win on Saturday, and obviously a good win on Friday, and a good win on against Harps, they've been a bit hit and miss. Rovers had a great win against Bohemians, but again, a bit hit and miss. And likewise Cork, you know, drawing away to Galway. Galway are probably a surprise package at the moment, and they'll be very satisfied with our start. But I think that the worrying thing for the rest of the teams is that, I say, Dundalk haven't got into their stride as yet.
Well, you're saying that, and that's correct. They still are top of the table. They have 19 points, 18 goals scored, only 4 conceded. So when they do hit top form, I suppose the rest of the teams have to look out.
Well, they do, and they've got that belief, they've got that confidence that comes with being champions and winning, and they've still obviously got the hunger. So that's the worry, you know. And look, you've only got to look at the table. The team that concedes the least goals will be up there around the top, and the team that scores, and that's the problem. You know, if you look at, say, Sligo and Bray, I think they've only scored 3 and 4 goals each, but they've conceded sort of 15, 16 goals. So there's obviously, you know, you've got to keep goals out. That's very, very important. And come the end of the season, when you look at the league table, the goals against column gives a lot away, you know.
Well, if you look at that in relation to Finn Harps, perhaps that's why they're mid-table and doing so well, only conceded 9 in their 8 games compared to the figures that you've quoted there for the other teams.
Yeah, listen, Harps, as I say, first year up, and I know they have a totally different agenda. Their agenda is to stay well clear of the bottom two, and as they sit, they're 6 points out of the relegation zone. They're getting more and more confident, I would say, every game that comes along. You know, they've got a League Cup game coming up, then they've got Cork, which will be a massive test, and then they've got a game against Wexford Youths. And, you know, if they could beat Wexford Youths, you know, that's going to set them even more safe in that mid-table position. And they've had, as I say, a very, very safe and a very steady start without being spectacular.
There are many... Sorry, we're losing you there. Are you okay, Sean? Can you still hear us?
Yeah, I was just saying, I was listening to Ollie there, and he was saying that he thought Bray played really, really well. And, you know, that's one of the things that I think he's going to find about the Premier Division, that every team on their day has a very, very good side. And just in general, the quality of opposition, the quality of player you're playing against week in, week out is much superior to the First Division.
Yeah, there's a number of things, I suppose, constituting a team. You've got the manager and you've got the players, the skillful players and so on. But then there's the bonding together among them and how they react as a team. So Ollie seems to have Finn Harps playing maybe above their ability, if that's a correct way to put it.
Yeah, when I've seen them play, I've always thought that they look a very, very tight unit. They definitely have a game plan and they seem to work together and work through that. They're very, very patient in games. They don't go chasing the game silly, and they make good use of their set plays. And like the other night, you know, they defended resolutely against Bray. So that all augurs well for the future. But look, it's nowhere near done. You know, as you say, it's only 8 games in. There's still a hell of a lot of work to do. But if they can keep going as they're going, nicking points, you know, off the teams like Wexford and Longford and Bray and the Sligos, and obviously not getting too many heavy defeats against the teams at the top of the table, then I think they've every chance of staying in the division.
Is the fact that the Harps are part-time, will that maybe catch up with them throughout the season?
It'll make a huge difference as the season goes on. There's no doubt about it. When you're full-time, you're in there, your players are fitter, your team organisation can be better, you can be working on individual aspects of players' games. A lot of that responsibility will lie with the Finn Harps players themselves, how they prepare when they're away from the club, when they're away from the group. But there's no doubt about it. Yes, it's a massive difference. And over a long season, you know, that's why your budget, whether you're full-time or part-time, normally dictates where you finish in the league. Mm-hmm.
Derry City, of course, quite close to us here as well. Doing well, caught in the hop, I suppose, at Finn Park in the first game of the season. But thereafter, other than maybe that draw last night, winning?
Yeah, I think Kenny's put together a really quietly gone about his business, putting together a young squad. And they've brought a lot of new players on that first game of the season, and it's taken them a time to probably gel. Again, I don't think they've probably played great football, but what they have done is they finish games very, very strongly, and that's going to the fact that they're full-time, they're training every day, and that's standing them in good stead. I would say, you know, their target for this year would have been top four at best, and if they can hang about the top four, I think Kenny will have had a really good impact and a really, really important season, because, you know, the last 2 years, Derry City haven't been the force that they were. The Brandywell hasn't been a fortress, and it looks like now the Brandywell is becoming a difficult place to go and play again.
You mentioned Galway United as one of the surprise teams. Why are Galway United doing so well this season?
Well, I think, again, they've probably got a continuity. You know, they brought in just one or two players, but they had the continuity from last year. They had a fairly steady season last year, and they hit the ground running. And in any sport, momentum is huge, and they've got a bit of momentum. They've obviously got confidence. It's now how long they can keep that going. There's also going to be the question then, when they do hit a blip, when they do maybe lose one or two games back-to-back, how they react to that. And that's why the win for Harps the other night was very important, because it was coming off the back of two defeats, and that was a good character performance to come back and get 3 points.
And overall, what's your opinion of the Premier Division of the League of Ireland this season?
Well, from the games I've watched, I think the overall quality isn't what it has been, you know, going back a few years ago. There's still some exciting players. I think there's very, very little between, you know, the likes of Harps, Bowes, Wexford, Longford and Bray. Very little. And likewise, there's very little between Pats, Shams, even Sligo. Dundalk, for me, looked to be the most superior squad, as we would expect. But it's looking to be... It's going to be a tight race. My worry is that, as I say, if Dundalk do hit a bit of form, they'll open up a gap and it will become a sort of a one-horse race, you know.
Any individuals standing out in the league so far?
I think Ronan Finn has taken up the mantle from Richie Towell, and I think there's a lot of pressure. I think he's playing very well. I also think Rory Patterson at Derry has had a good start to the season, you know, and a lot of people maybe might have questioned his attitude and his influence around the change room. And from what I've seen this year from the outside, he looks to be really, really positive. And again, I think that goes back to very good management from Kenny Shields. Outside of that, there's nobody really that I think of. Galway as a team and as a unit have impressed. But for me, the standout player so far is probably Ronan Finn. Mm-hmm.